Teachers Need to Share Their Ideas by Steve Gardner. No more than a quick glance at any journal that deals with K-12 education reveals that the authors of most articles are college professors, administrators, or representatives of national committees. While I respect the research that comes out of universities, the opinions and experience of administrators, and the direction of national committees, the articles I find myself most interested in, the ones I am most likely to read in depth, are written by classroom teachers who are sharing the souls of their classrooms. I find it ironic that classroom teachers with treasure chests full of ideas rely almost exclusively on sources outside the classroom for information about education. Why don't teachers who work with today's young people every day write more of the articles for their colleagues? It is easy to point out that college professors teach fewer hours per week than K-12 teachers, so they have more time to write. It is equally easy to argue that professors work under the pressure of the publish or perish rule, so they must submit manuscripts for publication. Both statements are true. Yet it is all too easy for educators to cede professional authority to those with advanced degrees or committee appointments. And when teachers do fail to share their stories, they deny their colleagues access to reliable, valuable, and direct sources of information. Classroom teachers test, modify, and clarify lessons every day in the most important research lab we have. Unfortunately, they too often keep the results of their work to themselves. That needs to change. Teachers need to share their ideas, their strategies, their successes, and their enthusiasm with one another. Over the past several years, I have worked closely with three committees for the National Board for Professional Teaching Standards. The most important thing I learned from the National Board is that classroom teachers need to take more control over their own profession. By rule, classroom teachers make up 2/3 of the National Board itself, and they strongly influence its direction. I would like to apply the National Board's model to publishing in education. I would like to apply the National Board's model to publishing in education and propose that classroom teachers voice their opinions, share their stories, and write 2/3 of the articles for education journals. Recently, I taught a graduate-level night class on how to write for education journals. All the students were teachers, and we discussed how to match an idea with an appropriate journal, how to gather research materials, and how to write and edit a manuscript. From the first night, every teacher had ideas from the classroom to share, and before we were done, everyone had produced a manuscript to submit for publication. That did not surprise me. I expected that all of them could write articles. What did surprise me was how passionate they became about the articles and about sharing their experiences. A few months later, one of the teachers from that class mailed me a photocopy of his article, which had been published in a journal for science teachers. Even though he has been a teacher for more than 20 years, I suspect that seeing his work in print and sharing that article with his students and colleagues will change his perception of himself as a teacher. I know it will affect his students. When I began to publish articles almost 30 years ago, I did so because I thought it would be fun. It was, but what I did not anticipate was how my students would react to seeing my articles. They read them and asked questions about them and made reference to them later as they worked on their own writing. That was 4 books and over 500 articles ago. And now my students know that when they have questions about writing or need help with a difficult part of a story, I can identify with their troubles because I've been there many times and worked my way through it. One sophomore girl told me, "I like how you can help us with our writing because you are a writer yourself." Today, it is easier than ever to find the information needed to write an article for a magazine or journal. Every publication has a website with a link called Guidelines, where the editors specify the type of articles they seek. For example, the Kappen Guidelines say, quote, "We look primarily for two qualities, educational significance and readability. There is no easy formula for achieving these goals since there are many kinds of significance and many different styles that are readable. However, we believe that to be significant, an article must in some way be usable by our readers to enlarge their knowledge, to improve their practice, to influence their decisions. We want it to deal with real problems. We want it to be factual, logical, and well-focused." End quote. The material for such articles exists in every school in the nation. Listen to the conversations in the hallways or in the teachers' lounges, and you'll hear such comments as, "I tried something new with my students, and the results were incredible." Or, "I've worked on this project for years, and it succeeds every time." Survey students, and they will say, "I never understood this before, but Ms. X makes it seem so clear." Those are clues that something is happening that could help more teachers achieve the results they want in their classrooms. But they won't know about these great ideas and strategies unless teachers take the time to write them up and share them. When teachers write articles and share them with their colleagues through publication, everyone wins. The journals, the students and their parents, and other educators. Adding so much extra work to a teacher's plate does constitute a burden, but it also represents a crucial contribution to the profession of education.